We are up to page Kuf Nun Ches. Page Kuf Nun Ches is in the middle of Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. Halacha Dalid. Halacha Dalid, continuing the laws of Avodah Zarah. Hamalbushim Shalevshim Hakoyhanim Kishnechnasim Lebei Salilim Yesh Oimim Dinoy Shalachem Hein Veloy Noy Shalalidim Veinim Tshichim Bittel. You want to buy the costume, you want to buy the outfit. Very good. The yarmulke, the robes, or anything that was worn by a galach. Are these things considered to be the beauty of the Avodah Zarah, or are they considered to be the beauty? Nothing, they're just clothing. So he's very lenient. He says they're not considered to be the Noy Avodah Zarah. You don't worship the priest. The priest is not considered to be an idol. You know, it's not so simple what you said, the yarmulke of the Pope, because I think the Pope, I don't know all the halachas. You gotta ask an expert on religion, but I think the Pope is deified. No?
No.
Nothing?
No, the Pope is
a guy who should come. No, they call him the
Pope.
They murder
a voice that is.
Every now and then he was murdered.
What?
The Pope. Infallible, perhaps.
They don't believe that he has some koyach. Yeah. I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah. It's infallible when he talks on church matters. It's called ex cathedra. But if he talks about hockey, he's not infallible. But when he talks only on church matters.
And what about the Jews? What about who talks about the Jews in politics?
It's an interesting irony, right?
It's a problem.
That their garb, at least the Vatican, is really modeled after Kohen Gadol. So, you know, it's like coming full circle.
Okay, but whatever it says, he has a very great leniency. Not that it's, hopefully it's not no gear for us, but the Malbushim, Shalevshim, HaKoyhanim, Shnechlasim, Lovay Salilim, Yeshoimim, Dinoy Shalahenhen, Veloy Noy Shalalilim, therefore Ve'enim Shech Bittel, they do not need nullification, Ve'yesh Mi Shemat Shech Bittel, but some are Mecholik, some hold no, the clothing are only worn to give beauty to the idol, and therefore they do require Bittel. Halacha, hey, Asur, you're not allowed to be a contractor for a church, even to make windows. You're not allowed to make windows for the church. You're not allowed to sell svarim that are miyuchad for the Avodah Zarah. I guess that means selling them the New Testament. That's what it seems to say. To sell some type of product that is needed for their service. Unless you can buy it. When is it asur? Now here's the condition, we mentioned this yesterday. It's certainly l'chol adeos forbidden if they have no option but to buy through you. If you have to manufacture it for them, because then it becomes lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. They are mitzvah on shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. They're not allowed to worship idols, and you are an enabler, a facilitator, an enabler, and therefore it is awesome. But let's yes, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though lifnei iver is a Jewish halacha, but in regard to this matter, I think it's a big machlokes. There's a discussion in regard to this matter, but halacha l'maisa u'machmir. He holds you're not allowed to. According to the first opinion, it's mashma that you are allowed to sell them products to make some money off it. If not you, they'll go to someone else. So then it's not lifnei iver because they do not need you. They'll get what they want no matter what. So you might as well make the money. However, technically it's permitted. It's not going to be something very satisfying to know that the money that you have, that you're using to feed your children, is coming from profit that was made to facilitate people who are doing worshipping idols. It's not a good feeling. Sometimes you have no choice in these matters, but it's not obviously lechatchila. Halacha dalet. The also limkol lechem sfar miyuchadim lakum on the bottom. B'shut Yad Yitzchak. Mitzadei lahati limkol lechem sifrei tefilas. We let us sell them prayer books. Kishayesh gam seicher nachri sham shiyuchilim liknois etzlo. If you don't buy from me, you buy from the neighbor. You buy if you go online. There are only a billion places you can buy from. So what am I really doing? Avol mesayim demechur hadavar. But even though you're selling them prayer books, selling them prayer books, what are you selling them? Tehillim, I don't know what's in there, but it's mechura davar, it's disgusting. We proudly yare shemayim, ulchin therefore nochin lahasrach mizeh, find another parnasa. V'hu v'gam b'darkei tshuva, v'hevi oid misefer echad shemitzadid lahakel, mizeh dekev nekol ikor ha'yisor mizeh mishum lifnei iver. Uvizmanenu, in our day and age, shechiach liknas called zeh, since anyway they can buy, there's no lifnei iver, bizmana zeh, they'll do whatever they want without you. Ein kol kach iser. Ayin Sham. Okay, so he's just presenting what we've been saying all along yesterday and today, that when there's the real prohibition of doing things for Goyim is you're not mamish doing, making of a desire, you're just being an enabler, being a facilitator. It's lifnei iver, and lifnei iver is only when it's nikar hadin, is only when it's called in the Gemara betray ivrei denara on two sides of the river, and you're the only one that owns a ferry boat. So the only way the person can cross the river is through your ferry boat. If not for you, they're stuck. So then they would not worship idols. So, but if anyway there are a lot of ferry boats, so then there is no technical violation of the either, and that's why there are a lot of grounds to be making on these matters.
Here we're equating the Catholic Church or Christian churches with a vote of Zara.
I don't know the answer to these things. I don't know. They're all different. Catholic and Protestant. There are many.
High and low.
There are many opinions that it's not mamish or the Zara. It's shituf, and. You want to Islam? No, it's not. Islam is not a Avodah Zarah. No, it's not. There's much more lenient. There's more a lot more leniency to Islam than there is for Catholicism. There's a lot of, and
it's not a Avodah Zarah. They just kill you.
Right. Okay. Pikuach nefesh. You wanna say that by giving them, supplying them, you're right. It's lifnei iver and ritzicha. And ritzicha, they're radicalized. Radicalized. And you maybe you're right. Maybe it's even worse. You're saying something very good. There are different madrigas of what exactly you're... What are you supporting? ISIS. Ma'amesh m'shagoyim. Out of their minds. Let's go. Ayin b'shut sofnas paneach lahagoyin mi... Who's this? Anyone? My experts say who are all these names? Lagoin and May Rogachev. Ah, the Rogachev. That says the Rogachev, of course. The Rogachev. The also last size chora be itaynois hachaf shiim shiyesh and divya pikorsis. What about doing business? Are you allowed on a newspaper? Are you allowed on a newspaper where they print? They have a section every week. The apikorsis section, right? They have a section Tuesday apikorsis section. Okay. The also last of it's free. FJJ is free. It's the also last of sechar b'itadas hachafshim free. What is that? Free? Is that, I don't know what it means. Okay. Sheyesh bohem
secular.
The yesh yesh bohem divrei apikorsis v'chein b'sefer v'chein b'sefer daki chayim v'shalom hevi mishut minchas elazar shehelish shehel today's yard site minchas elazar. Ooh, what a schus we're learning from his words on his yard site. Shehel hasham demi sheyesh loy mischar sefonim osur al pi halacha lachzik b'chanusos sefer min. As a person that has a store that sells books, a bookstore, you're not allowed to keep in the store books of apikorsis. V'chein heroli be'es yididi hagoy rav hagoy mi, I don't know who that is, shekosav kvar din zeh zekein le'bal machan echayim v'hu b'mishnabura. You're not allowed to possess books of apikorsis. He holds okay, so he's machmir on these matters.
Is this a leaf text from
maybe apikorsis is worse. He's defining apikorsis, and we do find the Gemara is much worse than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, at least you know what you're dealing with. Avodah Zarah, this Avodah Zarah, minos is a corruption, anything that you corrupt is much worse. So,
a reform or
conservative
touch.
I don't know the answer. I'm not familiar with their ideology, reform, conservative. I don't have a grasp. And they're always in a state of change. So whatever I read yesterday has been outdated. Okay? That's the nature of reform and conservative. Everyone, that's a fact. So, and they're all there are many different types, many different varieties. So, I don't know. Yeah, but anything which is a distortion of what is true, a distortion of what is true appears to be much worse than something which is, it is what it is, outright. You go to a Catholic church, this is the, you, this is it. It is what it is. You know what you're dealing with. This, you know what you're dealing with. So there it appears to be, there's no lift of Iver, you don't need you to buy from another supplier. The laws seem to be relaxed. But when you want to start getting involved in apikorsis, you want to make believe that you're an Orthodox Jew, and you start doing strange things, you start trying to persuade people to do new things, that appears to be, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to what it's quoting, to be a lot worse.
Except that these days, apikorsis seems to be in the eye of the beholder.
Right. Okay. You couldn't buy it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what to say. I don't know. These are complicated things. Okay, let's go to halacha. Let's move along to halacha vav. Also, l'stakel be'elil ubenoy shaloi. Okay, let's go further. You're not allowed to look at a church. You're not allowed to admire the beautiful architecture of a church. There are a lot of tours. There are a lot of tours that can take you all over the city and show you the beautiful churches and admire the architecture. You go to Rome. Can you go overseas? I mean, you go on a trip. They have incredible structures. The structures there. You go even online. You go watch some YouTube videos and look at the incredible architecture of these buildings. Also, it is forbidden to admire these things. Listakel be'elil ubinoy shlo in its architecture. Shenems the pasuk al tifnu el elilim. YouTube. YouTube. I don't know the answer. What? You can look at listakel means to admire it. To admire the beauty. The architecture. Listakel. The word listakel is a very strong word. Listakel means to study intently. With concentration. You're walking in the street and there's a church. So there's a church. What are you supposed to talk about in a few moments? There's a clock. Are you allowed to go look at the clock on the church to know what time it is? So he talks about it in a few moments. Yes, mutter. But to go and to study the sophisticated architecture, that he holds is awesome. What? Yeah, there's a pasuk to say. Yeah, yeah. There's a pasuk to say. You're right. I think higher later on. Also, listakel be'elil ubinoy shel this building, shnemar al tifnu el ha'elilim, do not turn to elilim. Utzrichim laharchik min habayis, you have to distance yourself min habayis from this structure. Mikol shekein min ha'elil atzmo, stay away from an idol. If there are idols, statues that are erected, statues that are erected in the street, you have to stay away from these. Mikol shekein min with a T. Statue is a law. A statue. I can't pronounce it.
Statue.
Your law. It's a statue. With a T. Yes. And without the T is a law.
You're allowed to look on YouTube.
Are you? Who says? Who says? Listakel. Listakel means to study in the mind. I'm not so sure. You're allowed to go. There are other YouTube videos to watch. You don't have to spend your time watching the ones about the beautiful architecture.
Michelangelo's.
Right. Not. L'chor not. That's what it seems to say. Umikol shekein ha'elil. What? What?
Like the big day is like the bottom of the distance. That's for the.
I don't know. I do not know. Let's see further what it says. You should stay away from the four amas. Stay out of the domain of the avodah zara. Four amas. Out of you have an avodah zara in the street that's been erected. Stay away from four amas. We also to listen to church music. They're passing a church and there's some incense that's been burning. You want to smell the incense? Forbidden. If you're walking past the church and it's during Sunday morning and the service going on, they open up the doors, you hear this, you hear the organ playing. You have to close your ear. I remember very clearly, I used to learn MTJ in Lower East Side as a child. I learned, I went a little group in Lower East Side, we'd go MTJ Sunday. And right next to MTJ, there was a big church. I don't think it's still there. Is it still there? I don't remember. Is still there? They redid the whole. They did the whole. I think they redid. They could totally knock down all the buildings there. So I remember passing on Sunday, and I remember people coming out of the church, and I remember peeking inside. I remember opening the door, and you said, "Wow, look inside." It was impressive, especially as a little child. You know, MTJ was really run down. And they opened the door. I remember seeing the galochim in costumes. It was Sunday morning, coming to walking, and they're like, "Look, wow, ooh, what's going on in there? It's impressive." So it says that it's also to do such. Let's go to halach. Let's see on the bottom halacha hey and vav. Also in the staka.
Rehearsal?
No, it says no. It says no. Church music.
Music of the church, but let's say that
it's not during the service. It's not an avoda. Not worshiping. So I don't know. Maybe technically it's mutter, but it's obviously not in the spirit of doing. It's not right.
Mutter on the rehearsal should be mutter on the tape. That's what I'm saying. YouTube, it shouldn't be a big.
I'm sure they have beautiful music. There's no question about it, right? But it's still there are sacrifices you have to make as an Orthodox Jew. There are things that are. It says you're not allowed. You don't have to apologize for what it says. We find ourselves today in a world where we're always apologizing for doing the mitzvahs. We're apologizing that we don't recognize the same gender marriage, right? We're apologizing that this is. You don't have to apologize. You have to be proud to reject this. It says in the Torah, it's osur. There's nothing to apologize for. Be proud. Be proud. The Torah says, Al tifnu el hoalilim. You can have a beautiful church, you can have beautiful music and all your good things. We don't care. You're an Orthodox Jew, and that's what it is. You have to reject. You have to reject out of hand. There's nothing to talk about.
Are there statues again? Is that a statue in a church or a religious kind of statue?
It has to be one that's worshipped. Just because it's a statue does not necessarily mean it is.
They worship the Catholics worship.
Okay, so suddenly I don't know what the rules are. No, just a statue. No, it's not. It has to be worshipped. It has to actually. You're not allowed to make a statue, even if you do not worship it. You're not allowed to do. You can't make it because that's called a pesel. But even if you do not worship it, there's something called you're not allowed to make the image of a human being. You're not allowed to do. Like we discussed, even a doll is a problem. People. There are some very religious people that do not allow in their homes dolls. It's not a American Girl will go out of business. American Girl will go out of business. But there are definitely people that are machmir, and then there are those that make a pshar. They damage the doll. They break off the nose. They break the ear. They do something. I don't know. The people that I grew up with, I know some very religious people. Either they don't. They're not machmir on this at all. Okay, they're not machmir. They have all the dolls. There's no issue whatsoever. But there are. I mean, the first time I heard about this, it was shocking to me. It was many years ago when I read All for the Boss.
Yeah.
All for the Boss. And certainly then it was a chiddush because certainly then in those days, All for the Boss, American culture, here we have to think of American culture, American society, All for the Boss, people had dolls. And she writes, Ruchama Shein, is she still living?
No,
Ruchama Shein?
I don't think so.
She was Nifter? When? Last year. So she writes how she was traumatized. She was traumatized how she got a present, a doll. Her father took her doll with her to the basement and took the hammer and broke off the nose. I was traumatized when I read this. I never heard of such a halacha that you're not allowed to have a pesel. You're not allowed, and the halach is okay, but that's the pesel. But there's another issue of something that is actually worshipped, and if something is actually like a crucifixion, or the representation. Like you walk on the Christmas season, so they have in their front yards, they have the scene of nativity.
The Lubavitch doesn't let children play with stuff, the animals that are not kosher animals.
Not cooked because it's a davar magune.
You can't give
them
a dog.
An elephant. Okay, let's go further. Let's see what it says here. Okay, halacha hey on the bottom. I say also listakel belil b'noy shloim b'shut min chasal azar in the shashus min chasal azar hello the alpi halacha mutul listakel b'ashoyin shnikval v'amid al albeis tefilasam b'nei shlo nikval l'sham dafko l'noy shel avodah zar. Okay, so this is a very common question. Are you allowed to go look at the clock on top of a church. You're passing a church and there's a big massive clock and you don't have a watch and you don't have a cell phone on you. Are you allowed to look at the clock? So he passing the smut, because when they put the clock, they're not putting it there to give it a night for the avodah zarah. It's the tall place. You put the clock on the tallest building in the city. He says you want to be machmer kol hakavod, but meikar hadin, it's not prohibited to look to be nene from the clock that's on top of the church. Why do they put the clock on the highest place? Why the from the Bali Musa? Why do they put the clock in ancient times and all the way up on the highest tower? Because if the clock was near, like when the clock is over here, every person would come and would look at the clock and say, my watch is correct. The clock has to be changed. You would change the clock. Everyone holds of themselves. You change the communal clock to your clock. And when the next guy comes and says, no, my watch says it's 1 minute this, so everyone would spend the whole day changing the clock, the public clock. Therefore, to prevent that from happening, the clock was put all the way high up, and everyone would be forced to conform to change their personal timepiece to the timepiece of, that's what a Rav is supposed to be. A Rav is supposed to be, there are different types of Rabbanim. A Rav is supposed to be like the clock on top of the tallest building. No one's supposed to be able to influence him. He's supposed to be able to influence you. If the Rav is a weak Rav, it's like a clock that is ground level where everyone can just come along and say, you don't match, you don't conform to my way of life, I'm going to change you. That is wrong. Okay, so next halacha. Oh! Okay, exactly. You said it. You hit the nail on the head. Halacha vav. Utsrichin. Let's go. Okay, let's try to finish up. Utsrichin laharchik. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's the story? Because he looked at the clock, he had a... influence on his machshava. It's a very holy person. Okay, these are for yechidim. Halacha vav.
That's why the clocks have the Hebrew...
Why the Hebrew tie face?
Because you see, like he said,
you shall be mistaken only holy things. Halacha vav, the tzrichin lecharchin and abayis bedarkei tshuva. Hevi mi sefer. Hevi mi sefer chayim biyad. L'Rabbi Chaim Falagi. Let's say there is a town meeting and the Governor Cuomo is coming and he's going to be coming to a church and everyone should come to greet him in the church. It is osur af the bizman hazeh. Okay, he came to a yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. But let's say he would be
a church also.
Oh, okay, but let's say there would be a meeting where a big politician is coming and he's going to be in this meeting, he's going to be in a church, mamish, or the voting, the vote. Okay, voting is a big problem. Let's say the voting, they make it in the hallway, they make it in the basement, but the building is a church building. This is a very common problem, especially out of town. Out of town, in our community, you don't hear about it often, but you read about this out of town. You know, so there, very often they have the voting takes place in a church building. Doesn't take place in the sanctuary, but it takes place in the social hall. Or in the lobby, and this is a problem. There are chilukei deos. Some say that the building itself is all one big unit.
And there was a very easy solution that you do an absentee ballot.
Okay, but that's a tircha. It's a tircha, absentee ballot. Not everyone is interested in filling out and getting new paperwork and finding out something new. Okay.
We used to use the church pool, the church gym.
Okay, there's grounds to be lenient, but we're just presenting the issue. When you can be machmer, kol hakavod. When you can't be machmer, you have no choice. One more time. We have a situation where a government official is arriving. Also, likones lebeis tefilas, he's meeting in the sanctuary. After zmanas zelav ovdei kavod, you'll tell me what's the big deal? Zmanas zel, we don't consider going to be ovdei avodah zarah mamish. It's only min. minig avosenu biyodenu heim v'hel l'sham b'uvda, doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to enter into the sanctuary. And he brings a story. L'sham b'uvda she'ez anoshim nechmasu l'sham l'chvod hasar. There was a ma'ish chayu people that went in there. They went in there. Tzrich mi paskind rafalagi he tvila. They have to go to mikvah. They have to do tshuva. Part of doing tshuva requires one to go to mikvah. You go to mikvah, that's part of tshuva. Uknosos, and he punished them, other various punishments. Kihechi ditehevei lei kapara, for the sin of going into a church. It's serious business. Halacha zayin. Let's go to the next halacha. Halacha zayin on top. Let's say a person, a thorn, he has a thorn in his foot. Or you're walking past a church and all your quarters fall on the street. You want to put money in the olden days into the, no, they still have the parking meters, right? Even the new ones, you can put in quarters. And then you tile, so there's a quarter fall on the phone. You're going to bow down, bend down. You're going to be bending down in front of a church. So what do you do? Lo yishve lehasires akoyts. Do not bow down, bend down to remove the thorn. So you bow down to the idol. Even though there is no marasayin, there's no one watching. It's still osur. You shall sit down or turn to the side. A little turn your side to the side of the idol. The acha kachitel, then you can proceed. Halacha ches. Yesh mi she'omer she'asul lehalvois letzarech binyan elilim. You're not allowed to give a mortgage. You're a bank. It's serious business. You have stock in bank. Well, let's say you actually own a bank. There are some Jews that own banks. There's an Israel bank. Right, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and you have probably a very big problem. I can imagine there are. You know, it's a free country in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure there are churches, and all the banks are Jewish, and a church comes to a Jewish-owned bank and says, we want to have a mortgage. We want to buy property. We want to build a church, and we need money. Yeah. What?
The Vatican Bank has a better rate.
Okay, whatever. But let's say I'm sure you can find a situation where this no gain. Well, let's say you're there are people that make good mortgages. There's not that they're lenders. There are big businesses out there like this today. So people
do the opposite. You
can't get a mortgage
because
no one works.
Banks foreclose and sell it to whoever they want to.
Yeah.
So therefore, you do give a mortgage to a church because maybe they won't pay, and then you get the building.
That's doesn't hold. So let's continue. I want to. Yesh mi she'omer she'asu lehalvois letzarech binyan elilim o letachshitim o lesham. The Kolchkin, the also Limkolachem Tashmishin, the Selim Tashmishim, the Hamonea Matzicha person that holds back. Big Nisoyan. I can lend someone a big church. I can make a lot of money. Ribbis. I can make a lot of money. Lenochri Sashech. Do not do this if they're going to use the money to build a church. The Ain, another halacha, the Ain Lakasha Sifri Akum, you know, will be a binder for works of Avodah Zarah. Chutz mi Sifri Hadayanim Vasifim. You're allowed to be a binder for the work, for books, for the judges. And scribes in Chayshes Mishum Eva, Al Kopanim Mashayuchal Yishamet Yishamet. If you're not envy, enmity, you're going to have some bad feeling by not doing work for churches. Do the best that you can with what you're dealing with. Let's see on the bottom. Oystal Azayin the bottom. Shasul Halmas Lozachabin Alim. The Ayin Mishud Orhan Or Hameir LeHagoyin Mahar Shapiro. Nishal Sham Imotul Yishal Limkar Beisar Lasos. We had this yesterday. Are you allowed to sell your house to a church? So Mr. Bloom already told us the answer yesterday. You have to go in two stages. You have to first sell it to a broker, and then you sell it to the person. Let's see. Immortal Yisrael Limkar Beso Lasos Mimenu Beis Elilim Herich Bezem Meoid. Long discussion. The Havi Pluxas Habach VaHashach Bedin De Oso Livnos Chesel Beis Elilim Yinali Bedulof Beis Elilim Yosor Gam Keshabayis Beatzma Einu Nevad. If the bias, if you want your wall, if you build a wall, but the wall is not going to actually be worshipped. It's just the wall which is going to be a supporting wall. You're not allowed to sell your house to a church. First sell the property to a middleman. And then the who yimkar lahalah, and then the middleman will sell it to the church. That's the solution. It's also not even to do this. It's also not ideal. Like he's saying, it's a legal fiction. It's also not such a good idea. Sheshama miraboisav ki hamoneh bezeh matzliach. If you will not sell your home to a church, you will be successful, even though it may come at this moment in time as a loss of money. V'chein b'shut beis David herich bezeh helaliyaser. It's aser rak and koif and also unless you have no choice, they force you. Ein mechuv l'shtadav l'asoysa itzos l'atzel beis l'mizeh. You don't have to go and if they're going to force you, the government is on your case. Then you don't have to lose money over this. Since according to anyway what they're doing, we do not consider to be an actual avodah zarah. They're not mitzvah on shituf, trinity, ayin sham, rayosav, and therefore it's not avodah zarah mamish. Therefore you can be makel b'shasatchak or darkei tshuva hevi mishud min chashai begevir echad, a very rich man. Shabikshu menu akarim l'sayim b'mamon. They wanted him to lend money to invest, to give money. L'tzarech binyan elilin v'hel l'sham shem yesh chashash shem lo yitim lechem yish temuhu, that they're going to yish temuhu, they're going to cause him, they're going to release him from his prestigious position. They're going to cause him a lot of trouble. They're going to abandon him. He's no longer going to have any influence in the... They hate him? Okay, I don't know, maybe you're right. They're going to hate him. Yistemuhu, lo yitein lohemos mizumanim. Do not give them money, ready money that's available. Elo yitein lohem chafetzim ke'elu sheyuchlu l'shamish l'tzerech ha'chotzer or l'tzerech ha'gag. Don't give them cash. Give them supplies. Bricks
for lo... Supplies that are not used... directly
for the avodah zarah, v'lo l'binyan, not for binyan abayis atzmo, but sheyuchlu l'shamish, elo yitin lechem chafetzim ke'elu sheyuchlu l'shamish l'tzerech ha'chotzer, not for the sanctuary, for the courtyard, or l'tzerech ha'gag, v'lo l'binyan abayis be'atzmo, be'oifen sheyiyeh tashmish to tashmish. Try to wiggle out of it by not, if giving money, then the money will go directly to purchase the bar to build the sanctuary. If you give them building supplies, they'll actually use it to build a sanctuary. But if you give them things that will go towards the exterior, then it's going to be a tashmish to tashmish, and you'll be able to maintain your relationship with them. But they're covered with zeh yesh lachati b'mokam sheyesh eva. If there's no other solution, that is the best that he can do for this in this situation. Halacha tes. No, halacha ches. Ve'ein liksha sifrei akum. Do not be a binder for sifrei akum, for the New Testament. Uveshud divrei Yosef. Kasav lachati l'chach sferim. He holds, no, you can do it. You can be a binder. Ve'ein oivdim la'sfanim. They don't worship the prayer books. They don't worship them. They read from them, and therefore you're not doing something. You're not mamish creating an idol. Not like we learned yesterday of making a shesi ve'erif. You're making a prayer book which is not something they actually worship. Other reasons, and probably the main reason we mentioned many times is because there's no lifne iver bezman hazeh, because they can get the books from someone else. If you don't do it, someone else will do it. It's also mutter to go into bind the New Testament. The Ayin Bedarkei Tshuva. Hevi.
Please don't use that.
Okay, sorry. The Ayin. Okay,
Christian
Bible. V'chein Bedarkei Tshuva. Hevi Nami Mikam Mikam Mechabim Lachatem Zem Mishum Diyachol Lehish Damish Behem Beli Kricha. They can use it. Beli Kricha. What are you really doing? You're going. You're putting on a cover. If you do not put on the cover, technically, theoretically, they can use the loose paper as well. So you're not really doing something that is enhancing their service. It's an enhancement, but it's not something which is essential. Since there are other binders, because if not you, someone else will do it. We discussed this yesterday. Making a cross. Oh, but you're printing a cross on the cover of their Christian Bible. Is that what you wanted me to say? Ayin la'el, so we discussed this yesterday, shadesi plugsi mutal ishol ba'atzma la'so zos, so it's not shakua, it's not boiled, meaning it's boiled. If it's boiled, it's a problem. But if it's just printed, it's also, it's not a problem. The ayin or la'el. Okay, let's go to halacha tes. Makam shem iskapsim, oivdi kachavim yabim shesham, shem moichlim lohem avon oseyem, confession booth. Oser A Jew is not allowed to go into a confession booth to have a conversation. You need someone to talk to, right? Some people are very lonely. They want to have a conversation with someone.
You can't go into a church to have a home, or you can't go in.
Suman went into a confession booth? I never saw that.
No, he did go because he knew.
Telephone booths. Okay, today Superman would have a hard time. Where did Superman come? What?
That was all created by Jews.
Okay, you're not allowed to go into a confession booth. Let's take a look. There is no elaboration on this. Allah, Allah, Yiraf. Also, Lahaskir. Let's also Lahaskir. Shame, Elilim, Bain, Litzarech, Goin, Loimal, Lachadero, Hamtin, Libit, Sanavod, Zar, Ploni. Bain, Shlo, Litzarech, for no reason. Now let's say, I'll meet you at the church. Where are we going to meet? We'll meet for lunch in front of the church. You're not allowed to say that. We'll meet at the corner of 9th and Lexington. Don't say, I don't know if there's a church there, but you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to say, we'll meet at the church. Shenemar v'shem Elohim acherim lo sazkiru, shall not be mentioned. The also ligud.
Be specific. Did you just say meet at the church?
At that would the fame whatever the church is. There's only one church in town. I'll meet you in front of the church. I'll meet you there. You're not allowed to say that. It's forbidden to say that. The also ligoim loivdek echavim sheyaskir shem elilim. You're not allowed to cause that the name of the zar is mentioned. Shenemar lo yishama al picha lo yishama begrama shalachot shtabi kol because of you. You should not do something which you're going to cause the name of an Ozar to be mentioned. Let's say a guy, you have to go to court, and the guy has to swear, and it was the custom, depending which country you're in, they swear by their idol. So by summoning your friend to court, by taking him to court, you're indirectly forcing him to swear by his Avodah Zarah. So seemingly you're violating the law of Lo Yishama Al Picha. You're causing a Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. Yesh Machi Makilim Lo Niach Lo Lishava. You can be make. Why? She'im. Why? Because it's indirect. It's not what I'm doing. I'm not doing. I'm telling him, I want you owe me money. Let's go for judgment. The judge is the one that happens to cause him to swear. So you are not directly causing him to swear. It's indirect. And there's a loss of money to you. So it's a loss of money to you. I'm not doing it for no reason. I'm doing it because I have to save you. You're able to save what already is yours. If you want to make a profit, if I want to go and earn new money, and by doing so, I'm going to have to go cause, enhance the Avodah Zarah, that is a problem. But if you have already your own money, and it's just you want to save your own money, and you're not doing it directly, it's being done indirectly, that's why he writes that some are makel. Next, Shem HaChagim Shehem Kishem the name of their festivals, which are called after people, there's no prohibition to say on, say, a certain day. St. Patrick's Day, named after people. Santa Claus, right? There's no just names. Who, v'hu, sholem. As long as you don't give chashivas anything saint, so what is Saint Patrick? So why is that permitted then? If you want to go and give him chashivas, you're saying he's a saint. Why is that permitted? Patrick's Day. Doesn't sound right. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Let's see over here on the bottom. One more halacha. Yeah. Then what do they do? They don't say saint. They don't say saint. Okay. Okay.
You were talking about.
What did I say? Yeah. Sack Mary. Sack Mary. Satmar. Satmar is in it to Saint Mary. Oh, wow. Saint Mary.
I used to see the math book.
Yeah.
They don't write the plus sign.
No. Really?
I've seen that too.
Okay, one more halacha and we have to stop. Lo saskiru ayin v'haber agrod davka shem shneisin lo l'shem elukus v'adnus zeos. Only name they give l'shem for worship. Also l'haskir avol shem hedyoitois shalom mutu l'hat l'haskir mihay taimus b'shas ha-shemus kalendra. And what's the next one? Satrigna.
It's in Avodah Zarah.
She'elu Hashemos Hedyoitoisein. Bechein Mekamakamus Beshas Niska Shemos Sehoish. We mentioned Yeshu, the Talmidoi, the Shem Hedyoitis Shalom Mutter. only the name that they take as an Avodah Zarah, but their private name is Mutter. Okay, so I don't know if you're familiar with all the different rules. Every pope, it takes a new name. How does that work? Is that a name of an Avodah Zarah? Every new pope. They take so certain names, okay, whatever name it was. Okay, we have to stop here. We'll take a short. So those are names of Hediotas. Names of Hediotas. Okay, let's stop here. Take a very short break.